Incumbent PCC and Conservative candidate Lisa Townsend will be hoping she can win back the position she's held since 2021. She wants to continue building on her role as a voice for victims of crime.
Keeping a voice for victims, and that's one of the things that often gets sort of lost when we talk about policing and crime as well, which is as PCCs, we have statutory responsibility and we are the voice for victims in our county. And I want to do an awful lot more working with victims groups, whether that's victims of sexual assault, which we've done a huge amount of work on, or burglary or antisocial behaviour, but also around road traffic incidents as well.
Alex Cody is the independent candidate. The Ewell councillor says his main aim is to oversee a return to crime fighting.
Actually going back to crime fighting, you know, as you would have had a couple of decades ago, where you take it seriously. And again, people have talked about zero tolerance in the past. This is, I suppose, something similar to that, where you don't just let things go. You don't just say, oh, we can't do that. Oh, that's low level crime. Oh, it's below this amount that someone stole, or, you know, it's not that important. We've got more important things to do. You have to resource properly to fight crime.
Kate Chin, who is a Labour candidate, says she spent a lot of time out and about with residents finding out what they want.
What people are saying to me is they're not feeling safe on the streets. The police aren't coming out. Antisocial behaviour, they say, look, we know we're not, the police aren't prioritising it because they don't see it's a high risk. But actually, that makes our lives miserable. And I think living in communities for such a long time and really listening to people makes me hear what they're saying and work to meet their priorities.
Paul Kennedy, who is a Liberal Democrat candidate, explains why he has the right credentials to fill the role.
I'm a local councillor responsible for community safety in Mole Valley. I have that experience of that interaction as well, dealing with the local borough commander and so on. In previous lives, I'm a former barrister, accountant and actuary, so I can do the legal side, both the criminal legal and also the public law side, but also the financial side. For over 10 years, my job was actually overseeing public bodies. So I'm actually qualified to oversee public interest organisations such as Surrey Police.
For full details of all the candidates, head to radiojackie.com/news.